Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Look, what a good podcast. Look, there's never a bad one, but you've picked a good one.
Why are you not a salesman? Why are you in radio, Ben? I'd buy anything off you.
Yeah.
Anything.
What? Sell me the podcast. What have you got?
Yeah,
what are we going to be talking today?
Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
Do not walk past this jewellery shop without sticking your head in and having a look. Or whatever they say.
That is hilarious. My friend is a spruiker outside like a jewellery shop.
Never to be repeated.
She cannot get rid, and she tries to every day. A big, ugly, gold statue of Steve Irwin with a croc. And she'll do anything to sell it. No one wants it. Sorry, Steve.
What about Gumtree? That's always a good place to start.
Gumtree equals tender.
What?
That's right. My newly, freshly ringed husband went to...
Did he have a crack?
He didn't have a crack. The chick tried to have a crack. Whoa. I don't even think she wanted to sell her table. I think she was making sure a strappy, lovely man that could be single or maybe unhappy in his marriage was going to come over for the table. I think, honestly, this is what's going on.
Oh,
no. She said she'd lost weight, she was single, she was lonely, and, well, if not you, can you set me up with one of your friends? What is going on? She didn't even need to sell her table. She's got nothing in her house but milk crates.
Oh, there's plenty of apps out there for that. But anyway, we'll find out.
Yes.
We'll find out. Also, I'm going to have a crack at the drive show, Luke Bradnam. He's copying us. He's copying
again?
Us. Yes, again. And I want to put it to rest once and for all.
Really?
Well, imitation is the highest form of flattery,
yes,
mate.
Yes, it is, Ben. Yes. Well done.
Thank
well
you,
said.
Ben.
Yes,
well
it
sold.
Is.
See, we nearly brought it.
Mm.
We're also going to get your thoughts on these Extinction Rebellion protesters. Are they getting their message across or are they just annoying?
Oh, Five Cool says it all with that one.
Mm.
Oh, don't get me started now.
Told you it was a good podcast.
Mm.
And a huge weekend coming up, the GC 600, only a couple of weeks away. But the week before that, like it's becoming into a huge festival here on the Gold Coast, which is great. And to kick it off, they have King of the Hill, which is a billy cart race down in Burleigh.
Mm.
And yesterday, it was right on 6 o'clock. I had said this. I wanted to be a part of the King of the Hill.
6 a.m. yesterday.
Yes.
This is exactly what happened.
You know, they've got the King of the Hill down in Burleigh, the billy cart race. It goes to Goodwin Drive or Crescent.
Goodwin Terrace.
Terrace.
I always just think speed wobbles when I think of that.
Well, because of my young fella, Boston, he's 12. He's right into his his billy carts.
Mm.
So I thought, you know, as a father and son thing, I've entered us. Into the competition.
Yeah, okay.
So I've entered us.
I know that. Yeah, I think it's great.
It's going to be awesome. And we're going to build our own billy cart. We're going to get together. We're going to get a couple of people here. Bridge, you're on board. You're going to help us.
I love this.
Because it'll be good fun.
Yeah, king of the spill.
Mm. Amazing.
What?
10 hours later.
Okay.
Listening to the drive show, Luke Bradnam and whoever he's got on this
Al.
Week.
Al. She's Blatt. Lovely.
Yeah, Al, but it changes all the
well,
time.
Let's not lump her in with it. I don't...
So anyway, Luke Bradnam,
no.
Exactly 10 hours after 4 o'clock yesterday, this is what he had to say.
I've lived on the coast pretty much all my life, and I've done just about every event that we've got here on the Gold Coast, but there's one event that I'm kind of toying with having a crack at it this year. There's at Burleigh Hill every year, they do like a GC 600, but it's for go-karts, billy carts.
Have you got a billy cart?
No, I haven't got a billy cart, but I'd... If someone can give me a billy cart, I'd like to have a crack at it because it looks like a lot of fun and I know I'm never going to be a V8 driver, but I wouldn't mind having a go at the billy cart one time. I reckon I'd go all right.
Hang on a minute.
Here you go. He's toying with the idea. If somebody out there can give this kid with a silver spoon a billy cart.
Give him one.
Give him one. He doesn't even want to build it. He'll steer it down a hill. What's the fun in that?
The whole fun is the adventure, the journey of making it and see if it actually works. Gee, he is spoiled, isn't he? Give me one.
But why did he?
Why?
There is no doubt. There is no.
That cannot be a coincidence.
He listens to us in the morning.
Yes.
100%.
Of course he does.
He's done the marathon. We know that. He swim all the ocean races.
Just ask him. He'll tell you.
Exactly. He does anything that involves budgie smugglers.
Yes.
He's there.
Yeah, he does.
And there is no doubt that he has decided to do this because I said I was going to build one, or we said we're going to build one, and now he wants one given to him.
Yeah.
And he was going to toy with the idea. So what? If somebody doesn't give you one, is he not going to race it?
Fair's fair. I think you should just, you know, he should make it from scratch too. Oh, that's right. He's got soft hands.
So, look.
He can't build anything. He's no good at it, is he, Ben?
Hang on.
You are not sitting on the fence. You're part of our team.
Nah, he's better off getting someone to give him one.
No, he's no good at building things, is he?
No.
Okay. He'll have his brother helping him, or probably brother pushing him on the sidelines. Come on, Lukey.
That'd be cute. Yeah,
that'd be cute. Probably a two-seater. But you know, I want to have a crack.
Oh, me too. That's fired me right up now.
He can get one given to him.
Oh, yeah.
But as long as we can go on the starting grid against him, against one that we build.
Okay.
And see if he can get one given to him.
Oh, so you're going to let him be given one?
Well, let him do whatever he wants.
All right.
Not going to matter.
It's not going to matter. We're going to build a quicker one. But the fact is that there is no doubt he has jumped on the back of us saying it. He's going, you know what? Oh, well, we'll do that too. So he's just copying.
Well,
he's
make sure you listen to the Rush Hour this afternoon for more schoolyard rivalry.
I've tried to ring him this morning.
No, he's dodging your calls.
He wouldn't even take our call. And I texted him and said, mate, we want to talk to you about this so-called billy cut race you suddenly wanted to. And nothing.
All right. Look, no one's called.
Yeah, because
no one's called.
eBay is a transaction of moving
goods.
Gumtree
is the new Tinder. Well, this is what's happened. No, Jamie was picked up over the weekend. Well, attempted to, and then the chick's like, "Do you know any single guys or whatever?" I don't even think she wanted to get rid of the table. We scored a great table. She scored nothing, and she wanted to score.
She kept offering to help him with his Allen key.
I tell you, yeah, there was all kinds of weird stuff. Yeah,
No one's ever met off Gumtree. I understand Tinder and
I
all
think
these others.
Have.
Okay.
Seriously, Jamie was there for ages talking to this girl, and, you know, maybe she's the smartest woman we know and very proactive, and now apparently we've got to go on a double date with her and Jamie's friend.
Prove Spider wrong, because have you ever met anyone on Gumtree? I don't know.
Please. I reckon they have, for sure.
And I think everyone's got an opinion on this one way or the other. The climate change activist, Extinction Rebellion, holding people up in town.
Now they're saying Anastasia Bjorki-Petersen-Palaszczuk. Yeah,
just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yes, she's trying to stop the crazy extremes they're going to, and there could be some hefty fines and jail time as well.
Yeah.
2 years. That's just come out this morning.
Saying up to 2 years for dangerous devices such as drums with concrete and locks being used.
Dangerous devices, a nose ring in your nose. Go get a job.
Yeah. 13, 27, 10. Five calls says it all. Are they actually making a difference? Are they getting their message out there? Ron in Bigger Waters, what do you think?
Mate, I reckon that all they're doing is driving people to distraction. Right? Now, I'm a fair dinkum Aussie. I'll listen to anyone.
Yes.
But when someone turns around, comes along, says to me, oh, you have to listen to me or else I'm going to just interrupt your life, then as far as I'm concerned, bugger them. I'll go the exact opposite direction that they want.
That's so Aussie.
Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
Well done, Ronnie. You're saying no.
Yeah, all right. We've got Jane and Mermaid Waters. Are these protesters, are they making a difference?
They certainly are, Bridgie, because while we're all stuck in the traffic because they're blocking the way, we're pumping more stuff into the environment. They're making a real difference. And we're talking about them, but we're not very complimentary about them. There's no respect for anybody else. They could be doing something that gets a lot of respect from everybody else, but they're not.
Yeah, well said.
Well said. Okay we've got
Reagan.
Reagan in Labrador. What do you reckon? Are these Extinction Rebellion? Is that right?
Yeah, well done.
I don't even. Yeah, are they making a difference?
Yeah, they are. They definitely. They are making their voice heard, but they should be going about it a different way, like through the legal system. So, you know, under open standing provisions, anyone can bring an action, you know, regarding any development or concern. And being in Australia is, we are subject to the Paris Climate Agreement. And, you know, we have acknowledged the IPCC report on climate change. So it's pretty much, instead of causing, you know, havoc, which is what they're doing, and I would ask them to stop from a fellow like-minded individual, you know, to bring a legal action through the court system. It's legal, it's just. And they won't be subject to any sort of prison terms from which the Premier has placed on them yesterday, which is reasonable. Yeah. You know, they are causing a lot of havoc in the city. So I'll just ask them to think rationally instead of thinking, you know, emotionally. That's just the the gist of it, really.
Hmm. That's a very educated point of view. Thank you,
well
Reagan.
Said. Yeah, it's nice having someone on with a level head.
Because none of us have.
Yeah. My head's still spinning.
Tina in Labrador, are they making a difference, the protesters?
No, they're being a nuisance because they're blocking roads and people can't get to work and can't get to hospitals, but they should be doing it a different way, I think.
Yes, exactly right. All for it, but do it differently.
Okay, there's four out of four.
Mary Rose in Upper Coomera, final say goes to you. What do you think? Are the protesters actually making a difference?
Absolutely not. I mean, all they're doing is causing disruption and traffic holdups, and it's just ridiculous because they're not getting anywhere. All people doing are now are just shaking their heads and just wondering why they continue to keep getting arrested time and time again and not really seeing anything for the consequence.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Five calls says it all. Five say they've been a pain in the butt.
That's the G-rated version.
That's exactly right.
All right, I had to think quick then.
You did. And on that note, we are going to get out of your hair and we'll catch you tomorrow morning.
Yes, I'm really busy. I'm blocking off streets so the protesters can't get to their protest to see how they feel.
I've been trying to think of a way I can protest against their protest, a double protest in the same area of the protest.
Yeah, but block them so they feel the frustration when they can't get somewhere.
Yes.
Oh, but they got plenty of time in their hands.
Yeah, we haven't got that much time.